bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
Back at the palatial city wharf on planet Barsha, the silver spaceship came to a definitive, if not elegant, stop. The crew emerged dizzily from the ship's doors, nursing various bruises.
That was really, really not a good landing, Jed.
Hey, I got us here, didn't I?
At last.
I tell you what, I've never seen so much security around a planet before. All those checkpoints and barricades.
Yeah, and what did all those guards keep wanting to prod Thistle for?
Believe me, if I knew, I would tell you.
Hey, Jed, look at that sunset. And those towers, they must be made of solid emeralds.
Don't let the emeralds fool you, Cat. Each one of those big shiny mansions belongs to an evil, shallow Greenwald celebrity who makes more money in an afternoon than we do in a year just by being evil and shallow.
You're a very happy, non-cynical person. Did I ever mention that?
Okay, let's head into the city centre, shall we? We can get some food and then head over to the palace and see if we can't look at the stage
before... Captain! What about our fuel supply, then?
What about it?
Well, we're almost out after that trip. If we try and take off again, we'll be about as airborne as a concrete elephant?
All right, there's 50 in silver. Get to a garage and get her refueled.
Sit.
The rest of us, let's...
Wait, before we go into the city, is everyone...
Yes, we're all warm enough, Beaky. You don't have to keep... Hey, what happened to Captain Thistle?
We shouldn't have run off like that.
I know. That's why I flew off.
I'm serious, Thistle. Jed's going to get mad if we're not...
Sometimes, if you want to get what you want in life, you have to annoy a few people. It's called living. Now, come on, get on my back.
What?
I'm going to fly us over to the palace. Get on!
What? We can't...
Cat, it's 5 miles across town. Do you really want to walk that?
But what if anyone sees us?
They'll just think they ate something funny. Now come on!
Well, that was extortionate.
It's all right, Jed. We can afford it.
20 in copper for 5 dinner packs. You can get at least 12 packs for that on Luton Star.
This is a rich planet. Everyone's used to paying more here.
Is that why we passed so many beggars back there on the corner, then?
Oh, they weren't real beggars. I think that was one of Greenwald's reality shows.
Oh, not another one.
Something to do with celebrities living on the streets, I think. That's why all the beggars had perfectly styled hair and exquisite perfume.
You know, I thought that was a bit strange. Right, how far to the palace from here?
Should be in the next street. We'd be able to see it already if it weren't for these giant TV screens flying around everywhere.
Gorgeous viewers, you're watching Greenwald Galactic Reality Channel 53.
Oh, Scarab, here comes another one.
Black Hole Belligerent, Season 5. Which celebrities will you vote out of the event horizon this week?
We don't care.
We don't watch it.
Go away.
Next up, a sneak peek at tonight's special episode of Galaxy Superstars, hosted by our guest judge and Greenwald's top TV personality, the stunning Felicia Vallon.
That was beyond terrible. If your mother could see you on this stage tonight, she'd cry her little eyes out with disappointment.
I'm going to shoot it.
Jed, no.
I'm going to blast a hole right through that screen if it doesn't stop.
Vandals of Greenwald Broadcasting Technology will be arrested and prosecuted.
What?
Please resume watching.
Hey, when did the TV screen learn to talk back?
Please resume watching.
No.
Jedi, come on. We can get to the palace through this alleyway.
Please resume watching. Please resume watching.
Just ignore it.
I can't. The pesky thing's following me.
Please resume watching. Please resume watching.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't shut up, I'll...
Vandals of Greenwald Broadcast. broadcasting technology will be arrested and prosecuted.
Yeah? Let's try it, shall we?
Ouch!
Just how many laws are you planning to break on this trip, Jedite? I mean, it would be good to know now, so I can be ready for the next...
Stop, okay? Just stop. Anyway, we've made it. Here's the palace.
Great Scarab, that's a huge wall!
Well, those gates must be 2 miles high at least.
And there's no guard. How are we supposed to get in?
All aside. All traffic move aside. The carriage of His Eminence Lord Alfred Meadows is approaching the palace gates.
Look, the traffic's parting.
I'm not surprised. That's an Imperial air carriage flying this way. Hang on, Lord Meadows? Isn't he the guy in charge of the entertainment for the party tonight?
That's what the printout said.
Hey! Hey, driver! Stop the carriage!
I'm fairly certain you shouldn't do that.
Oh, come on. This way you get to see him right now, and we'll miss all that waiting around with the other acts. Hello? Lord Meadows! Hello!
Fine. Just let me do the talking, all right? Your Eminence? Hello. Thanks for stopping. Let me introduce myself. My name's Ambika Luthra. I'm here
Let me hazard a guess. You're one of those has-been singers the prince thought it might be amusing to hire for his party tonight.
No. I mean, yes. We are here for the party, but...
Then you'll no doubt wish to see the programme of entertainment. Here you are.
Thank you. Wait a minute. We're not even on here.
Precisely.
But...
The prince has wisely decided that a programme of more popular performers would be more suitable for the occasion. Captivating though your crooning might have been a few decades ago.
We're not singers. We're the acting troupe. We've come to do the...
Yes, that. Well, I'd savour your profession while you can, if I were you, madam. With such tasteful audiences around these days, the galaxy shouldn't have any theatres left in business by the end of the... How odd.
What are you staring at?
I just thought I saw a young woman fly over the palace wall seated on a dragon. I must have eaten something funny. Anyhow, good evening. Open the gates.
Hey, just a minute, you arrogant little...
Jedi, come on, we have to get in before the gates close.
Well, that really didn't work.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the palace gates...
We did it! Cat, we did it! We're over the wall!
Can we just get on the ground, please? Your back's really, really spiky.
So?
So it's digging in.
So?
It hurts.
Did you just insult my spikes?
No, I... Thistle!
Well, don't just lie there like a human. Come on! We've got to find somewhere for you to get changed. The party will be starting soon.
Meadows? Meadows, can I have a word with you, please?
Something wrong, Your Highness?
Oh, I'm just tickety, thanks. The courtyard's full of celebrities gossiping about each other's outfits. The banqueting hall is full of celebrities ranting about what their diets won't let them eat. And here in the gardens, oh look, more celebrities.
You've had a good turnout, sire.
Meadows, what are all these people doing at my party? I told security not to let them in.
There are always a few gate crashes at events like this, Your Highness.
A few? There's more like 5,000 of them.
All the better.
Why? Why is that better?
Sire?
I don't know these people. I've never met them. I don't even like them.
With the greatest respect, sire, you don't actually have any real friends, do you?
I invited people. Where are my singers? They should be on stage by now, not this obnoxious DJ. And where are my theatre troupe? I looked all over and I can't find them.
Relax, Highness. The entertainment for tonight has all been taken care of. You'll see.
Thistle, will you stop playing with the toilet flush and help me with this dress? I can't get into it.
Go come on. These things are really funny.
You're not helping.
Hey, I got you into the palace. That's worth a toilet flush or six.
Thistle.
Okay. Let's see that dress then. There. No, stop fiddling with it. It's meant to stick out like that. Even I know that, and I'm not human.
But I look like a cake.
It's a formal ball dress.
I look like a cake.
Good. The prince loves cake.
How do you know?
If I were a prince, I'd love cake. Now, hold still. Your hair's gone all flicky. Oh, we'd best put some oil on that false arm too. You don't want it jamming on the dance floor.
There's a dance floor?
Just hold still. Okay, that might have been a bit too much oil. Don't worry, we can clean it up.
Thistle, you made my arm go all wobbly.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is. I look like a cyborg with Parkinson's.
Just hide it up in your sleeve. You'll be fine.
Right. Okay. No more panicking. I'm just going to go out there and... Oh, wow, that party is huge.
Remember, I like dragons.
See you later, Thistle. And thanks.
Oh, and no posh voices.
Hey, I can do a posh voice if I want to. Now, if I was a prince at a party, where would I hang out?
Step this way, please, ma'am.
What, who, me?
Security are doing identity scans on all guests. If you could please go with these gentlemen.
I'm not going anywhere with these thugs.
I'm afraid I must...
Oh, go and drown in your own spittle, you overbearing upstart.
Oh, never mind, boys. This one's definitely the genuine article. Enjoy the party, ma'am.
Hey, did I just insult him and get away with it? I just insulted him and got away with it, didn't I? That was totally amazing! Hey, come back! I want to insult you again!